各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
感谢主耶稣，今天 Carol 姐妹，在夜里面平安生产了一个 baby girl， 一个小女孩。
Praise the Lord, Sister Carol just gave birth to a baby girl this today in the hospital。
继续为他们的家庭来祷告。
Please continue to pray for her family。
她是做 C-section， 她是手术。
She had a C-section for the delivery. So may the Lord help her so she can recuperate soon.
今天晚上继续来查考效法基督的顺服。
This evening, I'd like to share with you imitate the obedience of Christ.
来看腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第五节开始看。
Verse 5。
腓立比书第二章第五节。
Philippians 2 verse 5。
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
6。
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
7。
反倒希举取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
8。
既有人的样式，就自己卑微。存心顺服，以至于死，学死在十字架上面。真比到耶稣基督，他的心就是他能够顺服到死，死在十字架上面。
Here it tells us that the heart of Jesus Christ was one of obedience unto death, even death on the cross.
我们觉得在这个世代里面，一个人要顺服是非常不容易的。
In this time and age, it is not easy to obey.
这个时代是讲究这种挑战权威的时代。
This age emphasizes challenging authority.
日本时代，在几十年前，这个警察随便可以打人的。
A few decades ago, in the Japanese countries under Japanese occupation, in countries under Japanese occupation, the police can beat people up.
在我们小时候，老师非常有权威的。
And when we were little, our teachers were very authoritative.
但时代已经变了。
But times have changed.
权威已经常常被人家挑战。
People constantly challenge authority now.
让我们来顺服，常常要把我们的骄傲、把我们的智慧、把我们的想法，通通把它丢掉，才有办法来顺服啊。
Therefore, in order to obey, we need to first set aside our pride and our personal opinion.
上礼拜六我们有青年营会，他们在这边做一个游戏。
Last Saturday during the youth convocation we had a game.
其中有问题就是说，你是不是常常要听你父母亲的话。
One of the questions is do you always obey your parents?
赞同的站一边，不赞同的站另外一边呢。
Those who say yes will stand on one side and those who say no will stand on the other.
你看到现在的孩子有的真的是比父母聪明了很多。
Children nowadays, many of the children nowadays are smarter than their parents.
他们常常爸爸妈妈的意见，他不见得自己有办法赞同。
So they may not necessarily agree with their parents.
所以顺从真的是不容易。
It is not easy to obey.
那一个人为什么能够顺从呢？
But what makes a person obey?
小弟觉得应该从关系这个字眼来了解。
I believe it has to be explained from the perspective of relationships.
你看哦，一个员工他为什么会顺服他的老板？
Why does an employee obey the employer?
因为他们有从属的关系，我的薪水、我的签升都跟我的老板有关系。
It is because the employee depends on the employer both for his promotion and for his salary.
为了我的 mortgage， 为了我家庭的幸福。为了我的钱，我真的不得不要顺服我的老板。
In order to pay my mortgage, to get my income, and for my family, I need to obey my employer.
那今天我们为什么要顺服神？也要从这个关系来看。
So today we need to also look at our relationship with God to understand why we should obey.
我们先来参考约翰十六章，约翰福音十六章二十八节。
Please turn to John chapter 16, verse 18.
十六章二十八节。
I'm sorry, verse 28. John 16, verse 28.
约翰福音十六章二十八节。
John 16, verse 28.
16:28.
John 16:28.
我从父出来到了世界，我又离开世界往父那里去。真提到主耶稣基督知道他跟父的关系是什么样的关系。
The Lord Jesus Christ knows his relationship with the Father.
我从父那边来的。
He says, I came from the Father.
我将来要到父那边去。
Now I'm going back to the Father.
如果弟兄姐妹们，我们知道我们是源于父，我们也是从父那边来的，我们是从在主里面重生的人。
We likewise also came from the Father. We have been born in the Lord.
有一天我们要回到父那边去。
One day we will go back to the Father.
那里有一个 evaluation 的 system， 那里有一个审判的标准。
When that day comes, there will be an evaluation system.
所以我们活着就不再是那么没有意义了。我们是有意义的，带着使命的来到这个世间呢。
Therefore, we come to this world with a purpose.
你知道吗？世代的人他们不知道自己从哪里来，也不知道自己往哪里去。
Many people do not know where they came from and where they're going.
所以他们就玩弄自己的健康，浪费自己的青春，浪费自己的生命。
So they do not take care of their health. They ruin and waste their youth and life away.
但是我们不可以过这样的生活，因为我们知道我们将来回去都要交账的。
But we cannot afford to lead such a lifestyle because we know that we have to give an account one day.
你看，如果在人间哦，我们知道关系有 evaluation 的那种从属关系，我们会工作得很认真呢、啊。
In a company where employers evaluate their employees, the employees will work very hard.
最近有一个姐妹到圣何西来做工作。
A sister recently moved to San Jose and started working here.
她从外州来的。
She came from another state.
她不知道在 Bay Area 就是常常要加班呢。
She did not know at first that in the Bay Area companies have to work overtime.
她常常九点到五点就跟老板说拜拜，回家了这样子。
In the beginning, at 5 o'clock, she would say bye bye to the boss.
过了几天怎么每天都是我比我老板先回家呢？
After a few days, she realized that she always went home before the boss went home.
后来觉得哇，我才问他们同事啊，一直问哦，原来这里的文化是这样子的。
Then she asked his colleagues, who told her that that is the culture in Silicon Valley.
所以开始就加班了，因为为了要好的升迁呢。
So in order to have better promotional opportunities, she decided to work overtime too.
我们将来每个人都有像星星一样的荣耀，或者像月亮一样的荣耀，或者像太阳一样的荣耀。
In the future, we all have glory, be it the glory of like the stars, or like the moon, or like the sun.
所以我们活着就是要为这些来努力啊。
So that is the goal towards which we must work hard.
这样说起来，我们活着就要依靠神啊，要照神的旨意来活着，因为我们了解这样的关系。
Since we have this relationship with God, we need to depend on God in our living.
活着要依靠神，活着要依靠神啊。
We need to depend on God while we are alive.
我记得我小时候常常听我祖母祷告。
When I was little, I listened to my grandmother pray.
我祖母有一个习惯，她就是常常悟性祷告之后才灵言祷告。
She had this habit where she would pray with understanding first before praying in tongues.
每次祷告，她都会讲一句话：“主啊，我那无时无刻哦，我靠你哦，时时刻刻赞美你啊，无时无刻的要依靠你啊，不能离开到你的恩典这样子。”
She would always say, "Lord, I need you every hour."
其实这个宇宙如果不是神无时无刻托住，就没有这个宇宙了。
Unless God sustains this universe every hour, there will be no universe at all.
如果我们活着不靠神，有时候我们会遇到很多的困难了。
If we do not depend on God in our lives, we will run into many difficulties.
我最近看到很多负面的例子啊。
I've seen many negative examples.
有的姐妹，小弟以前这边提过说。信了耶稣一段时间之后，他觉得耶稣没有帮他的忙，就离开耶稣了，不来聚会了，还没有离开，不来聚会了。
A sister, not long after she was converted, decided not to come to church because she said the Lord wasn't helping her.
最近他又发生了很多的困难。
And recently, many problems happened to her.
我就觉得一个人如果离开神爱的保守，他自己都不晓得自己怎么解决自己的困难。
If a person leaves the loving protection of God, he or she will not be able to solve the problems they face.
另外一个姐妹能够带着她的孩子回到神的怀抱里面来。
Another sister returned to the Lord with her child.
神也赐给他们很多的恩典。
And God blessed her in many ways.
但是在神赐恩典之后呢，她又停止，因为很多的困难，又停止亲近神了。
But after she received the blessings of God, she stopped drawing close to God. After a while.
在停止了这几个这一段时间里面呢，我们发觉到困难从以前的困难又回到她的身上了。
And during this period of time, we noticed that her former problems returned to her.
小弟在牧养的时候有一个困难，不晓得怎么做。
In my pastoral ministry, I often face this challenge.
我知道什么是对，什么是错。圣经上讲得很清楚，什么你可以得到福气，怎么样做你可能会有困难。
I know from the Bible clearly what is right and what is wrong, and how to obtain blessings from God.
但是我会觉得我很难当面跟人家说神的咒诅跟神的福气，因为你一说到负面的人真的没有办法接受。
But I always find it difficult to present the negative aspect that is the curse of God to other people.
有时候如果在讲台上面这样子很一般的讲，有些人又没办法听到这样的信息啊。
But if I just speak it on the pulpit, some people may not get to hear the sermon.
所以真的是很困难的一件事情啊。
So it is indeed a challenge.
我们要知道，真的我们活在世间，我们无时无刻不可以没有神，不可以脱离神的旨意来走我们的道路。
In this world, we cannot ever leave God and not depend on Him.
我以前提过一个观念，就是说，我们今天信神，实在是因为我们需要神，不是神因为需要我们。
We believe in God not because God needs us, but because we need Him.
常常很多弟兄姐妹觉得，他们来聚会，他们是给神 credit， 是给神好处。
Many people feel that they come to church in order to give God credit.
不是的，我们来这边实在是得福气。我们敬拜本身就是一个很大的福气，得到一个很大的力量啊。
But the reality is that the fact that we can worship God is in itself a blessing.
所以我们真的要遵守神的旨意来行。
Therefore, we need to obey the will of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们知道，我们跟主耶稣的关系。我们将来跟主耶稣的关系，我们现在跟主耶稣的关系是什么样子的
？Because we know our relationship with Jesus, and we know our relationship with Jesus in the future.
我们再来谈谈耶稣如何顺服。
Let's talk about how Jesus obeyed.
耶稣以父事为念。
Jesus had his mind on the Father's business.
耶稣以父的工作为粮食。
And he considered working for God his food.
耶稣以父的旨意做旨意。
And he took the Heavenly Father's will as his will.
一节一节来一件件来参考。我们先看路加福音第二章四十九节。
Let's read Luke chapter 2 verse 49.
路加福音十二章四十九节。
Luke chapter 12 verse 49.
第二章，对不起，第二章四十九节。
I'm sorry, chapter 2 verse 49.
耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”这个时候，主耶稣十二岁啊。
Jesus was 12 years old.
世界上没有一个十二岁的小孩讲出一句这么伟大的话。
No other 12-year-old child in this world ever said such great words.
这也是主耶稣他在一生过程当中第一句被记载他所说的话。
And these are the first recorded words in Jesus' life.
我的小女儿今年十一岁，大女儿。
My daughter is 11 years old this year.
感谢主，我常常觉得她有时候很体贴啦，很会体谅父母亲的情形。
I thank God because she is able to be considerate of us, our parents, the parents.
她有时候有自己喜欢的东西，她想要去购买。
Sometimes she wants to buy certain things.
但是我们跟他游说一番之后呢，他说：“好了，那我以后再买。”
But after we dissuade her from doing so, she said, "I will get it next time then."
我就觉得他能够考量到父母亲的意思，我觉得真的有时候觉得真的很贴心。
So I'm always very confident when she takes into consideration our suggestions to her.
但是我很少看到一个十一二岁的女孩子对那个看不见的神。能够显出那么伟大的敬意啊！
But I seldom see a 12-year-old child show such respect to the God whom he or she cannot see.
他们会爱他们看得见的老师，他们要好的朋友，没有错的。他们会爱他们看得见的父母亲，没有错的。
They may love their teachers, their friends, or their parents because they can see them.
但是一个孩子十二岁很难去爱一个，很不容易去爱一个看不到的神。说我现在所做的每一件事情都是以我父事为念呢。
But it's not easy for a 12-year-old child to pay such respect to the invisible Heavenly Father, saying, I should be about my Father's business.
耶稣在他爸父母亲来找他的时候，他没有跟爸爸妈妈说，哦，爸爸妈妈，对不起， I'm sorry, I'm late, 我对不起，我真的没有跟上你们，我很抱歉。
When his parents came back to look for him, the Lord Jesus did not say, I'm sorry, I did not catch up with you.
因为他知道他自己在做什么。
Because he knew what he was doing.
事实上，主耶稣这一辈子从来没有说过一件抱歉的话，因为他这一辈子没有做错一件事情。
The Lord Jesus never apologized in his life because he never did anything wrong.
他为了知道主耶稣父的事情更多，他在店里面又边问一边问问就是边听边问。
In order to learn more about the Heavenly Father, he listened and asked questions in the temple.
不在乎时间的长短了。
Was not aware of the length of time.
今天有时候我们不小心比较长了，如果超过半个小时，那我想我们很多信徒都受不了。
Sometimes if the sermon is extend for over half an hour, I believe many people will not stand it.
当然，小弟也不鼓励太长的 sermon.
But of course, I don't encourage having long sermons.
当然，这个但是有心的人，再长的传道人讲或者工人讲的再长，他们也许有兴趣，就会去，他们有那种心，他们就会继续听下去。
But the point is, no matter how long the sermon is, if the person has the heart to listen to the message, he will listen no matter of the length.
他们以父的事为念。
Because they have in mind the Father's business.
前几天我有机会到我们一个校园里面去参加他们的查经。
A few days ago, I attended a campus Bible study.
不晓得这边讲过讲过就原谅一下吧。那他们在，因为他们第一个前一个小时都在分享生活心得了。
I might have shared with you this before, but during the first hour or so, they would share what happened to them during the week.
那有一个孩子，他是慕道朋友。
There's a student who was a truth seeker.
他好像听他说，如果我听没有听错的话，他们家人呢，通通很多都是 PhD 啊。
And if I remember correctly, many of his family members have PhD degrees.
他又说，他这一辈子最大的愿望呢，就是也能够像我的家人一样拿一个 PhD 啦，这是我一辈子的最大的愿望。
And his greatest goal in life is to earn a PhD like his family members.
当然，他还没有接受耶稣，这个是很正常的一个目标。
This is a normal goal for someone who is not a believer.
但是我听我们的信徒在分享的时候。
When I listen to our church members sharing their
faith, 有的新人就讲说，我这一辈子的一个目标就是要改变其他人的生命啊。
Some people say my goal in life is to change other people's lives.
有一个姐妹谈到说，我觉得人生最重要的事情就是能够拯救更多的灵魂。
The sister says that the most important thing in life is to save more souls.
我常常在他们那个聚会当中被他们所感动，因为我们年轻人很多都是相当有理想，相当爱神的。
I'm almost always inspired during such Bible studies because I notice how our young people love God.
耶稣效法耶稣顺服主，他以父事为念。
The Lord Jesus obeyed the Heavenly Father and was about the Father's business.
我们再参考约翰福音四章三十四节。
Let's read John chapter 4 verse 34.
约翰福音四章三十四节。
John chapter 4 verse 34.
四章三十四节
John 4:34
耶稣说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做成他的工耶稣说他的食物就是做成父的工、
My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of God
这个时候主耶稣是要从犹大地走到加利利地
When Jesus said this, he was on his way from Judea to Galilee
我们以前分享过，犹大地跟台湾差不多大小，这个以色列地然后那一块地然后。
The land of Israel is comparable to the size of Taiwan.
所以我们可以想象，耶稣要从高雄走到台北啊。
So you can imagine that Jesus had to walk that distance from 高雄 to Taipei.
中间要经过台中啊，经过撒玛利亚城啊。 大概中间的地方啊。
And he had to go through Samaria, which is about halfway.
你有没有从那个高雄走到台中过？
Have you ever gone from 高雄 to 台中?
挺远的。
Well, it's a long distance.
很累的。
And it is very tiring.
那记载，圣经上记载，耶稣那时候真的是很口渴，肚子很饿，大家要去啊，门徒去买东西给他吃的。
And Jesus must have been very tired and hungry so that people have to bring him food.
但是耶稣基督他真的克制自己肉体的欲望，继续传道的。
But Jesus controlled his desires and continued to preach.
我们常常觉得耶稣基督传道的那个方法跟智慧值得我们佩服啊。
Yeah, Jesus' way of preaching is truly admirable.
你看他对那个口渴的人就讲说，这个来到我这里，你就可以解渴了。
He would say to the thirsty, "Come to me, and you will be quenched."
对那些肚子饿的人呢，变饼那些给他们吃那些人就说，你们呢，可以要吃生命的灵粮啊。
To those who wanted to have food from Jesus, he said, "You should come to the Heavenly Father for spiritual food."
在节期的末日，大家大概累死了。他说，凡很累的人到我这里来，就可以得安息啊。
At the end of the feast, when everyone is exhausted, he said, "Come to me, those who are weary and burdened."
你说他的正道是不是非常带有这种带有确实的需要性呢？
So his message was catered to the people's needs.
我说这个自白表现在讲到的时候，你看他跟妇人讲话就不在晚上，跟尼哥底母讲话就在晚上。
He did not speak to the woman at night, but spoke to Nicodemus at night.
他这一辈子留了很多美好的佳话，为主耶稣做圣工，让我们来学习啊。
He left many good examples of working for the Heavenly Father.
一个工人很累的时候，如果我有几次参加 NYTS 或是 比较长的那种会的时候呢，最后一天哈，我常常从这边开回到 Union City 哈，在车上都会打瞌睡。Sometimes
after attending a lengthy seminar like the NYTS on my way home, when I was driving, I can even doze off.
那时候呢，最想做的就是赶快哇，躺在床上哈，好好补一下眠再说。
The first thing that comes to mind at that time is to sleep and catch up.
但是主耶稣基督在同样的情况之下，他却能够忍住自己的那种需要，来继续做神的圣工。
Under such a circumstance, the Lord Jesus controlled his need and continued to work for God.
在约翰福音第5章11节跟我们讲说，我父工作到如今，我也工作。
In John chapter 5, Jesus said, "My Father has been working until now, and I work too."
我们要继续主耶稣所托付我们的工作。
We should continue the work Jesus has entrusted to us.
使徒约翰死的时候，他被埋葬在坟墓里面。
When John the Baptist,
使徒约翰死的时候，他被埋葬在坟墓里面。
When the Apostle John died, he was buried in the tomb.
有一个记载这样说，在他墓碑上，上面刻着说。 神埋了他的工人，却继续他的工作。
According to some historical records, the tombstone says, God has buried his worker, but continues his work.
神的工作不会停止了。In
other words, God's work never stops.
以利亚结束之后，以利沙接续以利亚的工作。
After Elijah left, Elisha continued his work.
摩西结束之后，耶稣要继续他的工作。
After Moses left, Joshua continued his work.
耶稣 工作结束之后，门徒继续他的工作。
After the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, the disciples continued his work.
我们也要继续的把主耶稣的福音传扬下去啊。
So we should continue to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
有人就要说，为什么保罗这么样蒙神同工重用呢？
Some people ask, why was Paul such an important instrument of God?
你会知道保罗被拣选那一刹那，他的心态就跟一般人不太一样。
When Paul was chosen, he had a very different attitude.
你看哦，那个禁主被拣选的时候，要被拣选的时候，他说什么？
What did the jailer say before the conversion?
我怎么样行才可以得救呢？
What must I do to be saved?
那个少年财主到耶稣面前说什么？
What did the rich young ruler who came to Jesus ask?
我怎么样才能够得永生呢？
What must I do to be?
一般人在信耶稣的时候，都是我怎么样才能够得到我自己的益处呢？
Many people come to the Lord Jesus asking what they can do for their benefit.
但是当保罗信耶稣的时候，他问说：“主啊，我可以为你做什么？我当做什么？”
Paul, however, at his conversion, asked the Lord, "What do you want me to do, Lord?"
这是很不同的心态，怪不得神重用他。
Because he has such a unique attitude, the Lord used him greatly.
我们这次青年年会结束的时候，我问一个慕道朋友：“你觉得这一次，感受怎么样？”
At the end of the youth convocation, I asked a young truth seeker about his feelings.
他问一个问题，我觉得很有趣啊。
But he asked me a question that intrigued me.
他说什么都很好了哈，但是哈，我想有一件事情，为什么好像来到你们真耶稣教会，没有在做 missionary 的工作，没有在做传福音的工作，青年传福音的工作。
He said, everything is going well, but I don't see any missionary work in the True Jesus Church.
我说知道我们今天教会所缺乏真的是其实我们有做只是我们真的没有动员地方的青年好好的使用他们来做这种宣道的工作。
The fact is, we have not truly mobilized the young people in the local churches to be involved in missionary work.
当然我不好意思这样跟他讲了。
But of course, I did not say that to him.
我刚才想说，哦，其实我们也有的啦，比如说我们 IA 哈、哦，有那个可以到非洲去的工作了哈、哦，哎，我们这个 local 呢也有在这个发传端的工作了哈、
哦。I just responded, yes, we do have some missionary activities such as the IA missionary program and distributing flyers in the local church.
但是对一个慕道朋友来讲，在其他教会活动过的来讲，他觉得这个频率，我们这种宣道的频率，真的太少了。
But for someone who has attended another Christian church, the level of activity, missionary activities in our church is indeed very low.
布道会是为了布道，没有错。
When we have gospel nights, it is for preaching the gospel.
但是布道不是为了布道会啊。
But we preach the gospel not for the sake of gospel nights.
所以我们不要因为没有布道会，我们就停止了布道的工作。
So we should not stop preaching because there is no gospel night.
耶稣以神的工作作为他的食物啊。
The Lord Jesus considered the work of the Heavenly Father His food.
在马太福音二十六章三十九节，耶稣以神的旨意作为他的旨意啊。
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, it tells us that Jesus took God's will upon Himself.
这个在这个时代也真的是不容易的啦。
And it is indeed not easy to do this in this age.
耶稣跟亚伯拉罕他们两个有一个共同的特色。
There was one common characteristic between the Lord Jesus and Abraham.
他们两个都是放掉了自己的想法而接受了神的安排。
Both of them abandoned their own opinions and plans and accepted God's will.
亚伯拉罕献上独生子，耶稣献上自己的生命。
Abraham offered his only son. Jesus offered his own body.
然而两个却得到类似的那种大的福气啊。
Both of them received similar great blessings.
你看，当亚伯拉罕献他独生子的时候，神说：“论福气，我要赐大福给你。”
When Abraham offered his son, God said, "In regards to blessings, I will bless you greatly."
当耶稣舍掉自己生命的时候，我们以前啊，听你一直说过说，耶稣得到至高的名啊。
And when Jesus offered his own body, he received the name that is above every name.
所以今天我们要学习主耶稣以父的旨意作为旨意。
So we should imitate Christ by taking upon ourselves the will of the Heavenly Father.
以基督的心为心。
Let us have the heart of Christ.
为什么我们要来效法主耶稣来顺服呢？
Why must we imitate the obedience of the Lord?
我们来参考撒母耳记上十五章的十二节。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
1 Samuel 15, verse 22.
这些我们很熟，但是我们常常忽略了前面那一句话哈。前面那一句话，十五章二十二节，撒母耳说：“神喜悦欢祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？”其实神更喜悦人听从神的话。
It pleases the Lord more, if we obey the voice, His voice.
所以我们今天 obedience, obey, 我们今天顺服神是神所喜悦的一件事情啊。
Therefore, obedience to the Lord is something that pleases Him.
我们不要以为我们奉献就是神唯一能够喜悦的事情。
Let's not think that by offering to God, that's the only way to please God.
保罗想奉献，却有不对的动机，却有罪，神却不喜欢了。
King Saul had a wrong motive when he offered sacrifices to God, therefore he displeased God.
也许世上很多人想说啊，主啊，我平常也没什么时间聚会啦， 那我在工作哈，也是人在江湖身不由己的哈，所以呢，偶尔会犯一些小错。
Some people say, I don't have much time to attend service, and because of my work, sometimes I may make mistakes.
反正你有钱出钱，有力出力嘛哈。我虽然比较少来服侍你哈，但是我就多出一点钱了。
So because I don't have much time to serve God, I can just offer some money.
那像以后你审判我的时候，可不可以审判少一点呢？
So
审判轻一点的哈。
Perhaps that will reduce my accountability to God.
但是我们的神哦，却不是一个收取贿赂的官员哈。
But God is not a judge who can receive bribery.
所以我们真的在奉献之前，我们要把我们的心先奉献出来。
So before we offer our materials, let us first offer our hearts.
我们在奉献才能之前，要先奉献我们的顺服啊。
Before we offer our talents and our wealth, let us offer our obedience.
我们第二点，我们觉得我们之所以要顺服，除了神喜悦之外呢，这是我们得到神爱的一个方法。
The second reason for obeying the Lord is that is the way to obtain the Lord's love.
这个圣经常常把爱跟顺服摆在一起。
The Bible often places obedience and love side by side.
以弗所书第五章说，基督爱教会，教会要顺服基督。
According to Ephesians chapter 5, because Jesus Christ loves the church must submit to him.
丈夫要爱太太，所以太太要顺服丈夫。
Likewise, the husband should love the wife, and the wife submit to the husband.
你就会觉得奇怪的，怎么老是把顺服跟爱摆在一起呢？
So why does the Bible often place submission side by side with love?
你仔细想，这是真的有关系的。
When you think about it, there is a definite relationship.
你想看，如果一个人顺服 一个太太一直顺服先生，难道先生不会爱她吗？
If a wife always submits to her husband, well, shouldn't the husband love the wife?
你想看，如果一个先生不爱太太，太太怎么顺服先生呢？
Likewise, if a husband does not love the wife, how can the wife submit to him?
那你也看到圣经上很多例子哦，有顺服的人都会得到神很多的爱。
There are many examples in the Bible where when people submit to God, they receive much love from God.
我觉得以撒的一个另外一个代名词，我觉得就是顺服啊。以撒，他真的是一个顺服的人。
I believe Isaac is synonymous with obedience.
那以撒在被献上的时候，他那时候我想，他那时候已经有思考了，又可以背柴了，力量应该是不小了。
When he was before he was offered up on the altar, he was a fairly strong young man, I believe.
你可以背柴的嘛？
Because he was able to carry the.
我说他有思考了，因为他还问说：“你看，柴火都有了，羊羔在哪里呢？”
He was mature enough to consider the situation and ask his father, "Where is the lamb to be offered?"
那时候他宁愿被绑起来。
Yeah, but he was willing to be tied up.
以撒在婚姻上面宁愿顺服老仆人去娶一个回来啊。
In his marriage, he was willing to accept a wife brought home by the old servant.
如果是我的话，我一定会想说，哇，如果请回来是一个冒皮或者是瘸腿的，要怎么办呢？
If I were him, I would probably be very anxious, thinking, what if the woman he brings back is handicapped?
以撒在这个跟工作上面呢，他也是很顺服，人家跟他抢一个，他就让一个。
And on his job, Isaac was also very obedient because he conceded to his enemies.
甚至连他儿子骗他福气的时候呢，你看他最后的表现，都是一份非常顺天命的样子啊！反正神的意思就这样，大概就是这样子了。
Even after he was deceived by his son, he just obeyed the will of heaven.
那你看以撒一辈子真的是最，我觉得是相当一辈子是平平顺顺的一个人呐、
啊。Isaac had a very simple and smooth life.
是神一个很爱护的，生活上很少有风波、挫折、曲折的人。
He was someone loved by the Lord, and his life seldom have any have ups and downs.
所以，我们今天要得到神的爱，我们生活要平顺，我们要保守自己在神的顺服在神的诫命里面。
So if we want to have the love of God, and if we want to have a good life, we should submit to God's commands.
再来，我觉得我们为什么要顺服？我觉得我们真的一做顺服，我们人生一个新的里程碑就从那里开始。
The third reason for obeying God is when we begin to obey God, that will be a new milestone in our lives.
我们来参考箴言第四章十八节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18.
箴言四章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18.
我们先读第一节第二节。
Let's first read chapter 4 verses 1 and 2。
众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得知聪明。第二节。
2。
因为我所给你们的是好教训，不可以离去我的法则。这边教导我们，凡是神的话，都要顺服，都要遵行。
But we must obey and carry out the Lord's teachings.
我们来跳过来看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。啊，义人的路呢，他的人生会越来越光明啊。
The life of a righteous is getting brighter each day.
我们顺服主耶稣，每顺服一件事情，我小弟觉得就如同我们的生命在一个新的里程碑，越走越光明一样。
Every time we obey the Lord Jesus, it is like reaching a new milestone with a brighter future.
你看哦，主耶稣从一岁到三十三岁当中，哦，三十岁出来之前，哦，实际上记载就是十二岁那个故事。
During the first 30 years of Jesus' life, the Bible only tells about one event when Jesus was 12 years old.
那是顺服人，他的父母亲顺服主，以主耶稣的事情为念的那件事情。
And during that event, he showed his obedience to his parents as well as his obedience or his mind on the Heavenly Father's business.
以撒生命有很多的故事。
In the life of Isaac, the Bible records many events.
他顺服被人家献上的那一刹那，也被记在圣经里面了。
His obedience of being placed on the altar was also recorded.
亚伯拉罕一生有很多的故事。
Likewise, Abraham has many recorded events.
但是小弟以前回想过，他的故事在献上长子、顺服主耶稣旨意的那个时候，以后就没什么故事了。
But after Abraham offered his son Isaac, the Bible does not record much about him.
这似乎告诉我们每一次顺服就是一个新的开始，就是一个神福气的一种起点嘛。
So this tells us that whenever we obey, that is a new starting point for God's greater blessings.
其实我们能够顺服，真的才能够达到完全的地步。
And only if we obey can we become perfect.
我们来参考希伯来书五章。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书五章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8.
五章第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
他虽为儿子，还是因受受的苦难学了顺从。希伯来书五章第八节第九节。
Verse 9.
他既得以完全，就会还顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。这边把一个人学了顺从提到说，他在苦难中学了顺从，他就可以完全了。
If a person learns obedience from what he suffers, he will become perfect.
今天天国是完全能进去的啦。
Heaven is for the perfect.
所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们能够把顺从的功夫学校，虽然我们是会经过那个苦难的过程啊。
So let's ask the Lord to help us finish learning the lesson of obedience, even if it means going through suffering.
能够求主耶稣帮助我们吗？
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我常常觉得，一个聪明才智越多的人呢，他也许会有更多自己的意见，更难顺服神了。
The more talented and capable a person is, the more opinion he has, and the more difficult it is for him to obey.
这次选举，我们发觉到，我们两位候选人都不太能够这个，接受这个 Florida 这种，暂时选举的结果。
During the recent election, we can see that neither of the two candidates was at times was willing to submit to the decision of the Florida state.
那你就发觉到说，聪明的人哦，大家都要争到最后口气啊。
So those who are wise or smart will want to get even to the very end.
那其实我有时候在收听新闻报道啊，他提到说，其实很多老百姓也都很不以为然，他们觉得这样的话呢，这个选举那个无论谁得到那个总统的职位呢，都是偷来的啦。
But according to statistics, many citizens of this country are not very pleased with what they're doing because whoever gets the presidency seems to have stolen it.
甚至有一个电视台还说这是一个 website 的 number 哈，那这个 website 上面呢有这个两个候选人的像哈。你们可以去丑化他，把他鼻子往上提了，把他嘴巴往右 click， 那这个总统的肖总统的像就不成人样了。
And I've also learned about a website where there are two images of both candidates, and users can log on and click on the images to distort the images and make them look funny.
在人的心里面深处，大家都希望说，大家能够顺服，能够不用去争啊。很多人可能有这样的想法。
Many people can probably identify with the need for obedience.
当然，世上的事情都是相对的，你很难说怎么样做是对，怎么样做是错。
Of course, in this world, many things are relative, and sometimes it's hard to draw a hard line between right and wrong.
但是神的要求，神的劝勉，神国度里面的事情都是绝对的。
However, God's requirements and God's teachings, as well as the things in God's kingdom, are all absolute.
我们要求就是帮助我们能够付出这种顺从的态度。
So may the Lord help us so that we can have the attitude of obedience.